society and government. The focus of this book is political economy rather than economics in its narrowest sense. For a supposedly empirical science, economics has been plagued by ideological divisions, fads, and fashions. As Ronald Coase has argued, the biggest problem in economics is that theories and models have been constructed on assumptions, which practitioners have not been bothered to examine and admit. He coined the term blackboard economics, in which everything works perfectly in theory, but not so much in reality. Some of the biggest mistakes in economics came from putting this theoretical cart before the horse. They include the self-balancing market, in which supply and demand, employment and prices, all work in an elegant dance which eliminates the need for government involvement in the economy. Though a powerful paradigm, it only needed one big event, the Great Depression, to demonstrate its flaws. It was articulated in the gold standard, a financial straitjacket which put currencies ahead of employment and people, and today is expressed in the drive for total financial globalization, deregulation, and privatization, irrespective of national priorities. The centrally planned economy, which assumed that it was possible for the state to garner all relevant data to make decisions and allocate resources for the benefit of all. Yet in doing away with normal markets, the information provided by prices was lost, and eliminating the chance of personal profit meant innovation ceased, and economies went slowly backward. Most importantly, it was seen that such systems required brutal coercion to make all their parts hang together. In short, economists have been all too willing to believe in one big thing, when they should be willing to change and fix models according to newly arising facts, and to accept lots of little pieces of data which together make a more accurate picture of reality. Another serious allegation leveled against economics is that it has ignored the lessons of history. University economics students rarely read books or articles more than 30 years old, and instead have textbooks presenting the current orthodoxy. Yet, if there is anything that the financial crisis of 2007 and 8 told us, it is that economic and financial history matters. Each generation believes that some fundamental change has occurred in the economy, such that manias, panics, and crashes won't happen again. And yet they do. At an event at the London School of Economics in the wake of the crisis, Queen Elizabeth II asked the assembled economists, "Why didn't anyone see this coming?" The fact that only about a dozen economists did see it coming, according to Australian economist Steve Keen, who actually counted them, tells us that economics is far from being an objective science that can make reliable predictions. As, for example, meteorologists increasingly do. This is partly because economies today are extremely complex systems involving not just the mechanics of production and the satisfaction of demand, but psychological factors, including confidence and expectations about the future. Prediction is also hampered by models which, thanks to ideological bias, are based on wrong assumptions. Deregulation of banking and mortgage lending in the United States, for example, by increasing the amount of funds available, was expected to lead to an ownership society. Instead, it encouraged a cowboy industry in which lending irresponsibly led to a real estate bubble, financial shenanigans, and a crash that left millions in economic misery. The economist Hyman Minsky warned that, unless it is well regulated, capitalism will naturally go to extremes and produce instability. When you have banks and corporations lobbying governments for reform, be sure to check who will benefit. Minsky went as far as saying that only an economics that is critical of capitalism can be a guide to successful policy for capitalism. Until economic policy stops being a tool that can be captured or used for one group's advantage, it will be hard for capitalism to fully realize its potential of increasing well-being for all. Political economy or